Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Amazon Prime Day. So this is episode number 123, that's 123, and we are recording this on the 11th of July 2018. And Amazon Prime Day officially starts on July 16th, which is just 5 days away. But unofficially, it's already begun if you consider releases on Prime Video as a feature of Amazon Prime Day. So the Amazon Prime Day sale is almost upon us, and there is only one person on the Gadgets 360 team who is extremely qualified to talk about this, which is Harpreet Singh. Hi, Harpreet.
Hey.
So Harpreet, I don't think you've been on the podcast before, right? This is your first time?
No, this is the first time.
Yeah, so let me just introduce Harpreet to all of our listeners. Harpreet Singh used to run a Twitter handle and a site called Deals for Geeks, where he would sit and post good deals on gadgets and other things all day. And somebody in the gadgets team saw that and, you know, hired him. So now he works full time as a community manager for Gadgets 360. But he is your go-to person for all things discounts. Like, you want a discount on anything on any site, you tell him and he will find it for you, which makes him our deals expert. And that's why he's here to talk about Prime Day. Is that fair? I think.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So, okay. I think first thing that we should discuss is what to expect from Amazon Prime Day this year. I mean, we'll talk about the Prime Video stuff a little later, but what about the normal deals?
Yeah. So, Prime Day, as you said, starts on July 16th, 12 PM. Prime Day is essentially like a huge event for Amazon, because that's the one day that they heavily try to promote Prime membership, since all deals are limited to just Prime members. So this is the second Prime Day sale in India, and essentially almost all top products you can expect at a discount. It's just like having a festive sale just a couple of months before the festive season. So Amazon is going to open up discounts on most likely on its own products first. That is the Fire TV Stick, Amazon Echo smart speakers, Kindle readers, almost just about everything, and even Amazon Basics accessories that they sell. And apart from that, you can expect a lot of decent deals on smartphones. I wouldn't say you can expect a lot of deals on the ones that are exclusive to them. They will be limited to a very small discount, but the other ones, the popular smartphones, you should expect, like a decent deal. An overall combined decent deal if you factor in the payment method system or the exchange offers and all that stuff. So yeah. So apart from that, Amazon is going to try and try and get more and more people in, to sign up for Prime membership. So the bundled offerings would be the Prime Video, as you mentioned, music, and you can expect deals on bundled deals with Echo speakers as well.
So increasingly, when I think about it, the real deal is actually an Amazon Prime membership, considering that you can probably get it for free if you are on Airtel's postpaid and Vodafone's postpaid connections. I think that offer is for new users only, but still, either way, you can get it for free for a year. And even otherwise, you pay about 1,000 rupees for a year of Prime membership. Mm-hmm. Which gives you fast delivery on Amazon and also access to Amazon Prime Video and Prime Music. I'm not sure how good Prime Music is, but Prime Video has definitely proved its worth, especially if you're into Bollywood, as we've seen recently.
Yeah, so for like $9.99 a year, Amazon offers a lot of stuff, including Prime Videos, Prime Music. You get free quick shipping. That's like a huge for a lot of people, and then you even get discounted diaper subscription with Amazon Family. So like Prime is like a digital subscription that everyone needs to have. You can even sign up for a monthly plan now. They've just recently started this, and I guess only India has a monthly Prime membership program.
Yeah, so I think that was their bid to sort of reduce the entry barrier to Amazon Prime, right?
Exactly.
A monthly membership is at 129 rupees. And I'm really not sure if they sort of disable signing up for free trials and all during this period, but I think 129 rupees is still a pretty good deal, and you can probably get in. I'm not sure if you can. I'm not sure if it's good value to sort of get in just for the Prime Day sale. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. So someone could come up with a deal, and if they're not a Prime member, if they can't get an access for free, signing up for just 129 for a month could be like an entry sort of a thing for them for Prime. So they can try it out, and once they feel that this is worth it, maybe then later on sign up for a whole year.
Okay. So, I mean, you think that at least, you know, it's basically the membership is worth it to get in just for the Prime Day sale, or should people like wait for another sale and then get in?
Yeah, well, so that depends. I mean, if you already buy a lot from Amazon, you probably already have Prime membership. But if you don't, you may want to see if, you know, quicker delivery options are available in your PIN code, or if you would really use a Prime Video and Prime Audio services. And, you know, a lot of factors would depend. But getting in just for the sale, I don't think so. I mean, you'd rather just get a demo, the 30-day trial, if it's possible, or get it bundled with Airtel or Vodafone. That would make more sense.
Yeah, exactly. So what I've noticed at least is that since I order from Amazon quite a bit, the fast shipping is something that I've really made use of, and of late even Prime Video, considering that they have pretty recent Bollywood releases coming to Prime Video. Like, I think for Prime Day on 16th of July, they're releasing Razi, which was in theaters, I think, around a month ago. So that's a pretty big achievement in terms of, like, if you think about earlier, like, even to get a TV premiere, you had to wait for a year for some of the biggest movies of the year. And, you know, it's not like Razi was a flop or something. I think commercially, it did quite well. Maybe not, you know, Salman Khan movie level well. But, you know, it was a pretty successful movie. And it's coming to Prime Video. So that's, you know, one big advantage. But, you know, if you're thinking of this sale as like the be all and end all, and like this is the sale that I have to go for, then maybe it's not a great idea to get a Prime membership. Because personally, like, what I've noticed so far is that the Diwali sale is when all these brands, whether it's Amazon or Flipkart or any other e-commerce company, the Diwali sale is when you get the best deals. What do you think, Harry?
Yeah, so from what I saw last year, Amazon's Diwali discounts were pretty much the same as Prime discounts. Switches, I mean, if there's a new device that got in after July, or, you know, something that, you know, there are, like an iPhone or something would get a better discount by Diwali time. That's when the new iPhone rumors are already out. So a lot of factors depend on that. But yeah, Amazon tries to match the Prime Day sale with its Diwali sale. So this is compared. I mean, if you were looking to buy a TV, and if you wanted, if you ask yourself, okay, I'll just buy it on Diwali, you could rather buy it on Prime Day, because you'll get more or less, you'll get the same discount.
Okay, so perhaps, you know, it is good advice then for people to check out the Prime Day sale and take it seriously if they're looking for stuff for the house. And I believe home appliances is a big segment in all these, on all these e-commerce sites. So, you know, stuff like TVs, fridges, washing machines, if you're looking for a good deal on these, I guess nothing better than, you know, go online and shop.
Exactly. If you have something in mind and the sale, these are the perfect time to compare prices, and if you get a good deal, it's worth getting it.
Yeah. So speaking of that, how do you find these deals on Amazon Prime Day? Or I mean, you know, if you're looking at the app or the site, you will see lots and lots and lots of products, but how do you like really find the best of the best deals?
Had my own setup to find deals. I mean, I had crawlers and small scripts set up that would like track prices 5 or 10 times a day for most popular products. So, and then I manually browse the website. I manually browse through sales. I check out bestseller lists. And then if I come across something, I have this whole thing. I don't know what to call it, but I have this price comparison thing at my end that I compare prices, which tells me if this is at the lowest right now. So considering if it is, this is the lowest price and it is a good time to buy a device or something, then I ideally go ahead and recommend to everyone that, yeah, okay, you can go ahead and buy this one. So there's no fixed method of finding a good deal. I mean, sometimes you just come across something on the homepage itself, and sometimes you have to keep digging for hours and compare prices and all.
Yeah, but in the past, I believe you've been a big proponent of the wish list method of tracking deals, right?
So that's like that's a very easy and simple way everyone can just add a product to their wish list, and Amazon's mobile app will just send you a push notification, or you can manually just go to the website, and the wish list section will tell you how the price has fluctuated since the time you added this product to your wish list. So that's something good for items you don't want immediately for your non-impulse buys. So wish list method is pretty good.
Yeah, and speaking of, impulse buys, how do you like resist that urge to just buy everything that's on sale? I if I'm not mistaken, I think you've really like suffered from that disease a lot, right?
Yeah, I think I still do. I come across something and I'm like, yeah, okay, so let's just buy it. And that's
Yeah, is that
something,
why you bought
I
the
get a
Mi
lot
TV
of.
4?
I know. I mean, I was honestly just checking around. I was just browsing. I was like, there was a piece on a website that it was going on sale. I've tried it earlier. I mean, it sells out in like a few seconds. So I was like, I tried to add it on my cart and it was there. And I was like, all right, let's just buy it. Come on.
That's
So.
45,000 rupees.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, I mean, it's good value for money. Initially, it does look like it's good value for money. But then obviously there's always buyer's remorse that follows you once the product actually gets delivered.
So yeah, any good tips to resist that, devil inside?
Just disconnect your internet connection. That's the
Okay then. So jokes aside, there are some things that new shoppers should sort of be aware of, right? If you're maybe
Yes.
not maybe not even new, like if inexperienced shoppers. So if you've not been buying online for many years, and if you've sometimes had bad experiences online, then what are the kind of things that people should be watching out for during these sales?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Firstly, make sure you're buying from a reputed store or a decent marketplace or a popular online marketplace for that matter. And don't fall for traps like, nowadays you'll find ads on pasted on just about any website, but they'll promise you something. Recently I saw this ridiculous ad for a Bose lookalike speaker. That was going for a ridiculous price. That was an obvious fake. But for someone who doesn't shop a lot, who doesn't know things, then you'll fall for that. So it's better to buy from a reputed or a popular online store. And once you know from where you're buying, this you need to make sure the seller you're picking, since all these are marketplaces, you need to pick the right seller. And almost all online marketplaces would rate sellers, would have seller ratings and all, where you can go and check feedback from their previous customers and how they rated the sellers.
Yeah, so
And
just to add to that a little bit, recently I have seen a couple of scams on Amazon as well as other sites where like a product you really want will be available at a ridiculously low price. Now, there's something one small example I can give, which I saw recently. I think there was some hard drive and a
Exactly.
game. Yeah, which I was
Yes.
tracking. So those two items usually go for something like either 5,000 or 2,500, 3,000 rupees, depending on which category of product it was. And I saw that there was a new seller who was selling it for 500 rupees, and it was not like Amazon fulfilled. So I like inquired a little online, and somebody had said that they had placed an order with a similar looking for a similar looking deal earlier, and the experience they had was this: first, you place an order, even if you've prepaid it, somebody from the seller's end will call you and say that the payment has failed on Amazon, and you do a cash on delivery purchase when the delivery guy comes in. And most people thinking that, okay, fine, it's just 500 rupees, even if I spend 500 extra, it's not that big a deal because I'm getting a product worth 3,000 or 6,000 for just 1,000 rupees. And then when they end up paying that cash to the delivery person, they realize that, okay, there were some stones inside the box. So that's, yeah.
This is why like new sellers are like the plague of online marketplaces. Never prefer a new seller on any online marketplace. the thing is, people would these type of deals get shared a lot on WhatsApp and other instant messaging platforms, where people are like, oh, this hard drive typically sells for 5,000 and it's going for like 1,000 or 500 or 999. So people are like, okay, let's just take a risk, it's just 1,000 rupees. But the order goes through, people think it's a pricing error or something. The order goes through, and the delivery boy, they'll pick a shady courier company, and they'll just deliver a box to you. It could have anything inside, but you spent your 1,000 or your 1,500 rupees, and there's no way to get a refund because that seller wasn't even properly registered or something. And those sellers prefer cash on delivery mechanisms, because if they prefer online systems, then the marketplace would just block their payment. So this is why they call you up and they say, okay, just cancel your payment and just pay cash on delivery.
Yeah, exactly. So you can avoid that by going via the Amazon Fulfilled or Amazon Prime or Flipkart Assured type of a route, right?
Yeah. So this is why prefer an online, a popular online marketplace, and prefer paying online, ideally with a credit card. So it's much safer that way, provided you're on the right store.
Yeah. Why do you say credit card though?
From my experience, I've realized getting refunds is easier. I mean, debit card, net banking are equally good, but I've realized getting refunds is quicker. And then if you pay with your debit card, your money is, if you need your money, it's on hold for like 10 days at least, or a 5-day period at least. So for credit cards, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's nothing went out from your pocket or anything. You get a refund in 5 or 10 days if you want it. So that's one thing that makes it easier a bit.
Okay. And what can people do if something goes wrong with their order?
Yeah, so there are a couple of ways people can reach out to customer service. I mean, the first thing you need to do is, you need to stop panicking. There's no need to panic. I mean, provided if you've followed the right procedure, if you've bought from a decent store, you'll get the right kind of support. Say if you shop for something on Amazon, don't even mind bother tweeting about it, because they'll just reply with a standard response and ask you to fill a form. Just go to customer service page on their website and just drop an email. Select your just go to the contact us page and just drop them an email or chat with some online representative, and you'll get a response quickly. And half of the times you don't even need to do that. There's just a very simple mechanism for getting your product replaced right from the order, my order section. So just file for a replacement or a return if your product is eligible for that, and they'll take care of it. So be it Amazon or Flipkart or even Paytm for now, there are no issues returning, getting replacements or refunds, provided your case is genuine.
Yeah, exactly. I sometimes feel that, these processes, they've become a little bit more opaque than what they used to be, in the sense that to actually reach a human, it takes quite a bit of time, even on these sites. But I feel that this has partly happened because of the, some people ruining this whole thing for everyone by trying to scam these companies. So, it's not like, this is something I can prove. This is all just anecdotes, but lots of people try to, scam and get refunds. You may have even seen news reports about this, where somebody scammed Amazon or Flipkart of 2 lakh rupees or something by placing fake orders, etc.
Yeah.
But, this is something that's made the process a little more difficult than it should be. But I suppose that's something that we have to deal with, because if you're looking at any large scale company, and if you're expecting them to reply to all of your messages instantly, it's a bit difficult even for the company to, try and figure out whether your case is genuine or not, etc. So especially in a country like India, where such a huge population trying to order things at the same time, it is difficult. So I suppose going via the email route is probably the best, because on phone and chat, what I've seen is they keep you on hold for quite some time. Just email them and wait. And, if your case is genuine, in most cases, they will process your refund or return.
Right. And they normally respond in just like a couple of hours. So,
yeah. They say it's up to 24 hours, but mostly I've had good experiences on email only.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah. So is there anything in terms of Amazon's preparation for this Prime Day that, we want to mention at this point?
Yeah, so as I said, Amazon is trying to make, I mean, it's going to be a major sale for Amazon, and ideally it will be bigger from last year's sale. So this year they're working on a lot of ways to make sure your products reach on time. So they've overhauled a lot of their fulfillment centers, and they've set up these VR various places where people can go and see upcoming Prime Video titles in VR and all that stuff. So yeah, from their end, like their even the monthly Amazon Prime subscription plan was, I guess, was just for Prime Day, for the Prime Day sale itself. So yeah, Amazon on its end, even the sellers that I've spoken to who sell on Amazon and other online platforms have been of the opinion that this year Amazon is like pushing them really hard to get the best deals out of them and make it a success. So yeah, that's all that stuff that goes on in the background. That's
Yeah,
all.
exactly. So I think a couple of years ago, when Amazon had been setting up its fulfillment centers, etc., across the country, I mean the warehouses and all, deliveries used to take a bit of time. When Amazon Prime launched, it used to take some time to get your package to you. But these days, I've noticed that almost always the package will reach within the promised delivery date for Prime members. So in some cases, they like in big cities and all, they even have the Prime Now app for like grocery deliveries and all. So over there, you can also order some stuff and get it delivered within 2 hours if it's if that slot is available, or if you select express delivery. So yes, stuff like Kindles and all, you can actually like you want it, yeah, they deliver it within an hour at times. So the focus on fast delivery is something that really differentiates these guys from the rest. And I suppose a large part of their preparation will have gone in preparing all their delivery guys and their whole sales network for just delivering
Yeah,
these things
exactly.
really fast. Yeah. So yeah, I suppose there is a lot to look forward to in this year's Prime Day sale. But can we expect any deals on iPhone or other Apple products, or is there any other blockbuster deal that you are expecting from this, apart from Amazon's own products?
I am expecting deals on iPhone. They may not be as blockbuster like as previous sales, but yeah. They could have the lowest effective prices on a bunch of smartphones, a few LED TVs, and maybe gaming consoles too. But yeah, I'm not sure about gaming consoles, but yeah, maybe they would have. I mean, on all major products, they would be, yeah, expect a lot of good stuff this year. I mean, we'll have to still wait for the actual sale, but yeah, expect decent discounts on almost all major electronics at least.
Okay then. So I suppose, there you have it. Tips from the expert on the Amazon Prime Day sale. So that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And you can also email us with your questions, comments, and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And if you like the show, don't forget to subscribe to us and rate us on Google Podcasts on Android and Apple Podcasts app on iOS. Thank you so much for listening.